So I've challenged myself to become a flat race jockey in 6 months. I have to go up to Midland and ride out the very fast and very expensive racehorses. and I have to get fit, which is not something that I am looking forward to.
Lizzie Richmond lives out near Ripon. She's been around horses for much of her life, but this summer she's attempting something a little different. In June, she's hoping to line up in the Great Western GB and Macmillan Race of Their Lives at York. It's a real race with real horses in front of a real crowd. Last year's events raised more than £150,000 for people affected by cancer.
We lost a close friend in August last year, Tim Bennington. He has a young family. He was only 49 years old. We used to compete against each other at the places like the Yorkshire Show and stuff. It just seemed really unfair that someone like that would lose his life to cancer.
Tim's final quest was to attend the Great Yorkshire Show last year, something he managed despite being extremely ill. And the two had talked about Lizzie's plans.
He loved going racing. He loved having a pint with his mates and enjoying himself. And he just loved the idea that I would be doing something in his memory. We weren't sure whether he would still be here or not, but he loved it either way.
Well, Lizzie's expected to find a horse, train and to fundraise. But what's the biggest challenge?
For me, getting fit. It's not... I'm very much very happy going to the pub and maybe having, you know, a bit of a nap on the sofa. I'm very much happy doing that. I work hard during the day as it is, and when the time I get home, I don't really fancy doing anything else, but I'm having to go to the gym, go to exercise classes. So for me, that feels like the biggest challenge. I'm probably focusing on completely the wrong thing, because it may well be the racing, but the riding out that I'm doing at the moment, I'm loving.
Lizzie's already begun the other challenge of raising a minimum of £10,000. She's been impressed with people's generosity.
Do you know what? It's been amazing, and it kind of has opened my eyes a little bit as to how generous people are. When you go fundraising or collecting, people are putting their hands in their pockets already as they're walking towards you if you've got a Macmillan bucket. And everyone has a story, and that I find, you know, it's really humbling actually, is that everybody's got a story about what happened to them, what happened to their relative, what happened to their friend, and everyone wants to share it. It's really humbling.
And you can find a link to Lizzie's fundraising page on the news pages at strayfm.com. We wish her well.